yeah, man, I just want to talk about 2012 as a whole, man. I think, you know, when we talk about this, we were talking about last year, and last year had a lot of incredible releases in 2011, and then for this year to follow up with this, sometimes you kind of think that there will be a drop-off, and, you know, just talking to everybody and, you know, just among each other, it's like this year was better. But, you know, with the quality of albums that we have received, like, were there any, like, disappointments that you guys have for this year?
Kanye's joint was a little disappointing to me.
Cruel Summer?
Cruel Summer. I didn't really like it. I thought I was going to love that. I don't think I realized that it was going to be, like, a compilation type thing. I thought it was going to be more of, like, a what beat?
What beat? Did you finish first?
Just to see? See? It's not just me. Yeah. I didn't say shit.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't know, because I haven't went back to that album since we talked about it.
You're not disappointed that Jay Electronica didn't drop an album in here?
I mean, let me get
or
that.
Detox?
I don't care about Detox. Let me make something really clear. Like, real talk, I don't understand the hype behind Detox. I don't understand the hype behind Dre shit.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
So
I don't.
So, The Chronic.
Not the Chronic, classic. I mean, what has he done since
and
the Chronic?
In 2001, you know
and
what I'm saying?
How long ago was that?
I understand that, but I think that's the reason why there's so much anticipation for a Detox, because he's never put out any trash.
But it's not like, Dre made that.
It was.
I mean, come on, man. Like, really?
He made the beats. Obviously, we know he's a producer, so he's not writing. Yeah. He's not writing his own rhymes, but shit.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he still put out quality music, and that's what we're talking about, right? It's quality.
Okay,
music.
Okay, so if he puts out another, if he puts out Detox, like, what's gonna make it quality? He's gonna throw what, Eminem on there, Kendrick. Okay. It's those people that's gonna make it tight, not Dre.
I feel you,
but they're dropping their own
and
music.
Ghostwriters and the ghostwriters.
But see, I don't feel that. I don't feel the ghostwriting shit like anymore like that. Like, I think when I was younger and I didn't know that people was ghostwriting like that, you know, it was dope. But now that I know, like, people writing for Diddy, people writing for Dre, like, why would I anticipate something like that?
You know what?
I don't understand the hype. I think people get caught up in the hype with that Detox shit.
I feel you, man. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, Dr. Dre's a legend, dog. He's a legend.
Let him be a legend with producing, though. Like, okay, but
because his voice is so perfect for rhyming.
I don't know.
Even if he doesn't write his own verses, his voice just sounds so good.
Like, still today,
he's not a rapper.
Yeah, he sounds good.
He's not a rapper, so I don't really.
Everybody know he never wrote his own.
Yeah, but it was a certain period of time that it did sound good. But I don't think I don't care about Dre rapping. I mean, Chronic was a Chronic. Let Chronic be Chronic. And I mean, then 2001 was cool too, but. You know, Detox, I just can't really see it being like good like that.
Unless, why not? Like, he's never disappointed you before, so why?
Because it was like
now?
I said, I feel like Snoop drove that. I feel like Snoop drove it, and I feel like around that time, like Let Me Ride and all that had a certain sound, and that sound was popping around that time. So that's what made Chronic what it was. And then he had the beef with Easy and Luke and all that. That's what made that shit special to me. Snoop was new. Everybody was loving him. But now, like, what does he have to fall back on? That's why I feel like he really hasn't dropped it, to be honest with you.
I just think that he's making too much money with beats by Dre, so it don't really matter.
I don't think it's anything that's gonna drop Detox. Now Eminem, he can't even fall back on Eminem like that. Cause he should have did it around the time when Eminem was still really, really popping.
I agree with Rod, cause think about it, man. Yeah. What was the last track that came out that was supposed to be on Detox?
Right.
Was that fucking I Need a Doctor?
Right.
That shit was so whack.
And I think that's the reason why Detox hasn't come out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But
you said it was because of Beats by Dre.
I'm just saying, I think
you talking about Ken's brain getting confused.
No, I think that he has a lot of business going outside of just music, so that's probably taking his focus away from it. But I think that when he puts the album together, he's too much of a perfectionist to put out something that people don't like.
No, Dre, I think he no more, dude. Dre ain't got it no more. That's why he hasn't released nothing. Dre ain't got it no more. I think his voice still sounds good when he rhymes. Like,
yeah,
on Compton, his voice sounded fucking good. He just sounds so good. He sounds so authoritative when he raps. But a whole album of that now, I don't think he can do
it. Yeah, a whole album of it, man.
He just admit that Detox is not coming out.
Exactly. Just like Jay Electronica.
Jay Electronica is going to come out.
Where the fuck? You know, where in the world is Jay Electronica?
It is a disappointment of the year, because, like I said, at the top of the year, my top anticipations was for Jay. electronica to drop something.
I don't understand why artists don't, you know, really try to strike when the iron's hot. Like, when you have a buzz, isn't that like the prime time to...
It's crazy. I think so.
I think so too. Nothing against him. He's dope.
Yeah.
But I think he's just, maybe he's not crazy. Maybe he's just eccentric. He's extremely eccentric. Mm. And he's too busy doing all this weird shit. He's like fucking Dave Chappelle, man. Dave Chappelle ran away
at the prime time
and flew to Africa. Yeah. And then Jay Electronica did the same shit. Isn't he in Africa right now?
You guys mentioned this in the anticipation video. Wasn't there supposed to be an album that came out with... You two were on it.
Quincy Reb and Negro?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It's recorded.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to it. I was thinking about that the other day, and I meant to put something on Twitter. Like, did it come out and I just forgot about it or something? Or did I miss it? Mm-hmm. I don't think it came out.
I don't think it came out either.
So I don't know what the fuck is going on.
But do y'all think, like, this year, in terms of producing, I know you said Apollo Brown and who else? LP, you know what I'm saying, killed it. But Kanye, I think Kanye had, like, a really, really, really big year. I feel like anybody, he was like, you're dope. They just,
what did he produce?
Well, not produce, but I'm just saying, like, having a big year just himself. We know him as a producer, but I'm just saying, like, he had a real big year this year. Like, putting other people on.
What, Cruel Summer and co-signing 2 Chainz?
That's 2 Chainz.
The biggest thing he did was start fucking Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I don't think Kanye really had a big year, did he? Yeah, not music-wise, because no one really... I don't think he really had a big year. I think it was just a normal Kanye year.
Like, he just...
You think this was a normal Kanye year? Yeah.
His year last year was bigger than this year.
Yeah. I just feel like he put a lot of people on this year. I think a lot of people were just like, you know, Kanye went like this. And niggas just had a name right after that.
But who besides 2 Chainz?
What's that dude from Chicago?
And did he really
Chief get 2 Chainz? He didn't put Chief Keef on.
I know Chief.
Discussion last year,
I know.
Last week.
I'm saying... Did you know Chief Keef before Kanye?
Yes!
Oh,
I know.
So you didn't know before the remix?
Huh?
Nah, I never heard it before Kanye touched it.
Oh yeah, it was popping before that.
I never liked him, let's get that clear. But, yeah. I mean, I knew who he was just because people were saying how he was, like, extremely negative for hip-hop. And they were, like, saying that he was, like, the most detrimental thing to happen in years. Which he kind of is. There's nothing positive about him. It's not even like a tongue-in-cheek negativity. It's just like an extreme, like, what is your fucking purpose?
And I think even the co-sign what Mike is saying, some of the residual effects of Chief Keef as a whole and the whole GBU movement. We heard about the death of that JoJo kid, the rapper that was affiliated with him.
He joked about it.
Yeah, and then he's on Twitter joking about it. Like, it's like
He was hacked.
He was hacked.
Hip hop has been in a pretty good position, stable to good, and then you have this situation happen where, you know, they get into this altercation. All of this stuff is documented on film, as far as, you know, them, you know, bumping heads with each other, and all of a sudden the guy pops up dead, and this guy goes on Twitter, hacked or not, I don't think he was hacked, laughing about it. That's not good for hip hop.
I ain't gonna say really. Disappointing, but it's not, because I should have saw this coming, was the Slaughterhouse album. You know, but like, it's like, it's kind of a disappointment, but then it's not, because when they released that mixtape, I'm like, holy shit, something ain't right. Like, this album might be a load of shit or whatever. And it was.
Not
Crooked,
Royce, he
the
one
pulling
in.
Jack Thriller,
yep.
Man.
Woo!
No, I saw the one. I mean, Royce be going in.
Yeah, Royce gets
pissed. He be mad. Like,
I think another thing about this year that I like is that we faced some adversity with this camera being stolen. And then, you know, people still stuck around. Was very understanding about it. Rod released the video and came back strong. And when we got our camera back, came back strong. David Banner made the dope ass announcement at the damn Red Bull MC battle, which was dope. I thought that was pretty cool. So that's one of my, I think, favorite highlights of this year.
But to piggyback off what you said, man, outside of the camera, yeah, I appreciate y'all still sticking around. But we also had computer issues, man. I caught a virus on my laptop. We had to use B. I think B actually had a virus on his.
Viruses.
I can't even tell these motherfuckers that porn is free. Why do y'all keep downloading porn? Makes no sense.
But yeah, man. We had a lot of computer issues, man, and we still fought through it. Like, had Ken working hard trying to fix mine, trying to fix B's, buying all kind of McAfee and all kind of shit to fix the problem. But yeah, man, but yeah, we fought through it, man. I think we fought through it. On, like, you know, we apologize for not releasing as many videos as we wanted to, but yeah, thanks for sticking around, still subbing. Cause even though we wasn't dropping videos, people were still subbing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Still watching other videos. So then I also ended up having like a death in the family like right after that. So that slowed up production. It's just a lot of stuff we faced this year that we don't realize you guys, you know, get a chance to see because, you know, we're on Twitter. That's why we encourage everybody to follow us on Twitter because like you really see like what's going on with the crew when you follow us on Twitter when we can't release videos. So really encourage y'all to follow us on Twitter.
I think he's evolved a little bit, but I mean, I don't think it's too much different from when it first came out.
You don't think so?
Nah, I didn't really have a big problem with it after I really listened to Live Love App ASAP.
I think maybe you have to get used to it. Like maybe like when I first heard the mixtape, I mean, I still don't care for it like that, but I think that I'm just getting used to the fact that he's really not the type of rapper that I'm accustomed to. Like he's got a different style and that's cool. He's doing something completely different. Even if I don't personally care for it like that, it's cool that he's doing something different. He's definitely a creative MC. And he's definitely, I take what I said back about him being, you know, a couple steps out from Lil B. I think he's a lot better than Lil B. Only because I don't think that anything Lil B does is creative. I think it's just bad. ASAP Rocky, I think his creative is just not my thing.
You know the thing I like most about ASAP that, you know, I guess I realized, and that's the reason why I like the first mixtape even more and more, like after it sat with me. I like when he flow switches. You know what I'm saying? He has multiple flows, and I like how he takes all of these different styles from different places, and he does it for himself well. And that's the thing that I've learned to appreciate of ASAP. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the reason why I like after the fact, I like the mixtape a lot more, and I like him a lot more. Do I put him in the same category as a Joey Badass? No. But when I listen to him, I like to hear his voice on the beat. And I like him over Clam's beat, but I like ASAP, man.
Would you say Joey Badass is the rookie of the year this year?
This year? I could say that because, man, lyrically, I don't think that there's no newcomer this year that could fuck with him lyrically. Like, there just isn't.
Who came in and smashed like he did, though? I'm trying to think of any. Who else?
Any that I'm trying to think of that far like that.
Trinidad James.
He gonna put his head down like. I thought you was laughing.
Man, we were like,
who said that?
But
who said that?
To Ross' point, the Trinidad James has managed to captivate an audience, you know, within the last couple of months.
Created by Chief Keef. It's the same fucking audience.
It's different. Oh no, you're right.
Yeah,
it's
not that different. It's whole songs.
Than Chief Keef has.
But I'm saying it's the same audience, the same dudes that like that ignorant Chief Keef shit, like this ignorant Trinidad James shit.
Yeah, man. You know, that,
and
that,
and
that,
nothing against that stuff. I just don't personally care for it. If people like it, great.
I think it's just your word choice. Ignorance. It sounds like negative.
It is ignorant. I mean, I can't see them saying it's not ignorant. Ignorant is not stupid. People need to stop putting those two things in the same category. Ignorant shit. Kool G Rap is ignorant. Necro's ignorant.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's how people are taking.
You know, because well, you know what? Because they're already ignorant.
Yo, people are thinking about ignorant.
You gotta think of the root word is ignore. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna ignore.
Hey, man. I got red. I'm gonna say that.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, I was doing okay. Until your face.
I was trying not to.
What he said, Google is on your phone. What he
said. Oh, my God.
Damn, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Who else besides him is a rookie? So, I mean, does he automatically get the spot? Because, like, who else is a rookie?
That's
a good question. Like a solo artist, a group, or
I think it'd be anybody that came on the scene in 2012 or made him buzz a little bit.
We know he's a rookie. I mean,
right.
His buzz is like crazy.
Right yeah, now. Yeah, Joey Badass had.
And he's a rookie this year.
I think Chief Keef buzz was bigger. I think his buzz has been replaced by Trinidad James as of late. You know, and Trinidad James, I mean, the guy's getting cosigns from Big Boy, you know, Erykah Badu, you know, T.I., you know, A$AP brought him out when he was here.
A genius. She called all about everything a genius.
Yeah, in Atlanta. So right now he's taking the limelight from Chief Keef.
Yeah.
You know, because Chief Keef had it. Every time you looked up, there was something about Chief Keef.
And I think the big buzz behind him, I'm sorry, my bad.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
I think the big buzz behind him is that the fact that he's only been rapping for, 10 months, 10 or 11 months. That's like, that just caused up a whole stir.
It's stir crazy, talk. Every time I hear his song, I'm like, man, it's the same guy that played in Central Park with us in basketball. Like, I mean, I know y'all don't remember him, man, but I'm like, damn, it's the same dude, because I hit him on Twitter. I was like, yo, you the same dude from the park? He's like, yeah, that's me. And I was like, yeah, all right, that's what's up. But that shit is crazy, man. I think he just, it's not like I like the music like that, but I get it, you know what I'm saying? Because he has a certain confidence and a certain, like, realness to him. Like, he seems very authentic with what he's doing. Like, he just has this I don't care attitude, and I think that's what a lot of people are gravitating towards.
You know, the difference between him, let me clarify my statement earlier also. The difference between him and Chief Keef is I don't get a glorifying violence thing from Trinidad James. Mm-hmm. I just get a, and again, this goes back to, right, I just get a celebration of whatever, of fun.
Right.
But at the same time, it's an ignorance, because it's like a, you know, he's not telling y'all go to school. He ain't telling y'all to do the right thing. He's just like, fuck it, I'm ignorant, I don't give a fuck. You know? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Again, I'm just too old for that kind of shit, I think. But
you know what, man? I saw something interesting, you know, like, you know, thank you for everybody posting us in different type of forums and stuff. I go to all of them and I try to read up on what y'all saying about us. And, you know what I'm saying, the state of hip-hop and all that. I saw this one person post something, and he was like, you know, hip-hop isn't where it needs to be, or this, that, and the third, because there aren't any subgenres. And I believe that there's a lot of subgenres. I just don't think that they're clearly defined in hip-hop. And I think that ignorant, you know, trap music, or, you know, Trinidad James Lane, that subgenre, I like that subgenre. I just think that, you know, I think 2013, man, we should start, you know, really trying to figure out these subgenres in hip-hop. Because everything, I believe, is hip-hop, but everything is not the same type of hip-hop. And I think that that's where a lot of the arguments come in from. Oh, well, this person's not better than that. And that's why people get mad at us for liking 2 Chainz. Well, the most of us, I know, beat in it. But it's like, he has a lane. That's a subgenre of hip-hop. It's not the same lane as you would put Raekwon and Ghost and Action Bronson. It's not the same lane. So you can't compare them the same way. You know what I'm saying? So 2013, man, subgenres of hip-hop.